Ezekiel chapter 27. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying, "You son of man, take up a lamentation over Tyre, and tell Tyre, you who dwell at the entry of the sea, who are the merchant of the peoples to many islands, thus says the Lord Yahweh, you Tyre have said, I am perfect in beauty." Well, the idea is that Tyre seemed absolutely solid, that Tyre was never going to fall. And this is the whole challenge of faith, that you look around the world, it seems that institutions and countries and cities are set there and they're going to stand forever. But actually, God's word has said that Jesus is coming back and the kingdom of God will be established on this earth, and all that seems so solid and eternal in the eyes of man is going to come down. Well, God says to Tyre, "You have said, I am perfect in beauty." So God hates pride, and he hates people thinking, "I am the best. I am so wonderful." And he knew what that city was thinking. He knew the spirit of what was going on there. And God knows everything. He knows the implications of every attitude in the heart of every human being who has ever lived. "Your borders are in the heart of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made all your planks of fir trees from Senir. They've taken a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you." God knew all the trees whose timber had been used to make this great city and its trading boats. "Of the oaks of Bashan have they made your oars." So God knew that one kind of tree was used for the oars and another for their masts. "They have made your benches of ivory," that's where the rowers would sit on, "inlaid in boxwood from the islands of Kittim. Of fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt was your sail, that it might be to you for a banner. Blue and purple from the islands of Elisha was your awning. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers. Your wise men Tyre were in you, they were your pilots. The old men of Gebel and the wise men of it were in you, your repairers of ship seams. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to deal in your merchandise. Persia, Lud, and Put were in your army, your men of war. They hung the shield and helmet in you. They set forth your beauty. The men of Arvad with your army were on your walls all around, and heroic men were in your towers. They hung their shields on your walls all around. They have perfected your beauty." So God knew every detail of Tyre, and he knew and knows every detail of every village in the most inaccessible parts of the Amazon, of Central Africa, of wherever. God knows everything. Now, we may say we believe that, but if you really believe that, you will watch your behavior, because we are living before a God who knows absolutely everything that we're thinking. "Tarshish was your merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches. With silver, iron, tin, and lead they traded for your wares." So, Tarshish was one of the countries that Tyre traded with. I don't think it refers to England. I think it must refer to somewhere where there was silver, iron, tin, and lead, and that traded with Tyre. No evidence that Tyre actually traded with the United Kingdom. This was clearly somewhere in the ancient world. "Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were your traffickers. They traded men and vessels of brass for your merchandise. They of the house of Togarmah traded for your wares with horses and war horses and mules. The men of Dedan were your traffickers. Many islands were the market under your control. They brought you in exchange horns of ivory and ebony." So you notice that a lot of these nations or areas that are mentioned crop up again in Ezekiel 38, where they're described as invading Israel in the last days. So the picture is of the nations around the Middle East all invading Israel, and you don't need to pay too much attention to any attempt to talk about other countries outside of the Middle East, like Russia and England and Australia, United States, etc. I don't think that these are actually the focus of Bible prophecy. The focus of Bible prophecy is Israel and the area immediately around Israel. Syria was your merchant by reason of the multitude of your handiworks. They traded for your wares with emeralds, purple, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies. Judah and the land of Israel, they were your traffickers. They traded for your merchandise, wheat of Minnith, and confections, honey, oil, and balm. Damascus was your merchant for the multitude of your handiworks, by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches with the wine of Helbon and white wool. Vidan and Javan traded with yarn for your wares. Bright iron, cassia, and calamus were among your merchandise. Dedan was your trafficker in precious cloths for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they were the merchants of your hand. In lambs, rams, goats, in these were they your merchants. The traffickers of Sheba and Rama, they were your traffickers, that is, people who traded with you. They traded for your wares with the chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Carne and Eden, the traffickers of Sheba, Asher and Chilmad were your traffickers. These were your traffickers in wrappings of blue and embroidered work and in chests of rich clothing bound with cords and made of cedar among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were your caravans for your merchandise, and you were replenished and made very glorious in the heart of the seas. So then the ships of Tarshish were trading boats that were under the control of Tyre and that traded with Tyre. So quite clearly this is talking about areas within certainly the Mediterranean and not further than that. Your rowers have brought you into great waters. The east wind has broken you in the heart of the seas. Well, it was an east wind that God sent to destroy Pharaoh and his army in the heart of the seas in the Red Sea. So you see how history will repeat. This is the idea. You might get a bit bored with all this list of detail, but the point is, quite simply, God knows everything, and he knew everything about Tyre, and he was going to bring it down. And so God knows exactly what colour clothes you're wearing. He knows exactly where they were made, how they were made. He knows exactly where you are at this very moment in time, the temperature, the geographical location, what's going on in your mind, what you'd thought about last night when you were sleeping. He knows all this. Your riches, your wares, your merchandise, your mariners, your pilots, your repairers of ship hulls, and the dealers in your merchandise, and all your men of war who are in you, with all your company which is in the midst of you, shall fall into the heart of the seas in the day of your ruin. At the sound of the cry of your pilots, the suburbs shall shake. All who handled the oar, the mariners and all the pilots of the sea, shall come down from their ships. They shall stand on the land, and shall cause their voice to be heard over you, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up dust on their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves bald for you, and clothe them with sackcloth, and they shall weep for you in bitterness of soul with bitter mourning. In their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for you, and lament over you, saying, Who is there like Tyre, like her who is brought to silence in the midst of the seas? So this great trading system was going to be brought down. And the language you read here is repeated in the book of Revelation in talking about the fall of Babylon in the last days. So whoever or whatever Babylon is, it's described in the language of Tyre. And the idea is that God's hand is going to repeat that just as Tyre fell, and there was a lot of people associated in trading with Tyre, and all the people who once used to trade with her, the shipmen, the sailors, the ships of Tarshish, they're all going to be destroyed. They're not on God's side. All these people are going to be destroyed, and were destroyed when Tyre fell. They were all put out of business, as it were. And so it's going to be in the last days. So there's going to arise some sort of entity that's going to be powerful like Tyre was, maybe just for a brief time, but it's going to be brought down. When your wares went forth out of the seas, that's your goods, you filled many peoples, you enriched the kings of the earth with the multitude of your riches and your merchandise. In the time that you were broken by the seas and the depths of the waters, your goods and all your company fell in your midst. All the inhabitants of the islands are astonished at you, and their kings are horribly afraid. They are troubled. The merchants among the peoples hiss at you. You are become a terror, and you shall never again have any being. So this is the thing, that all these things will be brought down. All that seems so powerful, the wealth that appears to be able to buy you anything, apart from a resurrection from the dead to life eternal, all these wonderful, opulent, luxurious things are all going to come to nothing. And we live by faith. And we believe that this same world around us that seems the same is likewise going to come down when Jesus comes back.